The Likely Lad. It's lunchtime at Ellison's, the factory where Bob and Terry work. And together with Jack, their workmate, they've decided to take advantage of the sunshine on top of the factory roof.
Oh, I thought it'd be especially for this time of year.
Yep. I'm definitely going to get a tan this year before I go on holiday. That way you don't peel.
I always peel. I hate that.
You can't afford to peel.
How do you mean?
Well, you're so skinny, one layer off you and you're down to the bone.
Oh, well, I mean, that's the trouble with the sun, isn't it? Peeling. And you can never leave it alone. You always want to pull a bit more off. And a bit of skin all over the carpet.
You've got a lot of class, Terry.
I can't imagine you sunburned. Little shriveled brown thing. You look like a chipolata.
Oh, he doesn't give himself a chance, does he? Look at him. Just look at him, all buttoned up. He hasn't had his best off since secondary modern school, you know.
Why don't you let the sun get at you? All those sunshine grains. I feel the cold. And what's that handkerchief on your head for? It's to keep the dandruff in.
He's allergic to fresh air.
Fresh air? What fresh air? Not like the fresh air in the country. Now I'll go for that, the real thing.
You don't like the country. He hates it. You know, Jack, when we were 15, we stayed on this farm up in Cumberland.
He hated it.
Well, that was different.
Then double potato picking for 2 weeks, who wouldn't?
It wasn't just that. Everything went wrong for him. You should have seen him in his Wellington. First of all, he fell into this great big bunch of nettles. Then he sat on a pitchfork. And he got kicked by a cow.
A cow? Cows don't attack people.
They did him. The whole herd. They sensed his fear. They said to themselves, at last there's someone who's scared of us.
I was not scared.
Of course you were. You were scared of all the animals. Even the hens terrified him. Didn't they?
Very, very funny.
Hey, well, they can be very nasty, you know, hens. When they're cornered, go for your throat. You want to try that place on the course.
Nothing shifting me.
What do they call it? Something manor. That deserted old house. It was in the paper.
Oh, I know the place. Where the hippies go. Of course, they wouldn't let Terry in.
Why not?
Well, you're one of the weed people.
The what people?
The weed people. They're the people that aren't pretty enough to be flower people.
No, did you read about it? Some carryings on there, though.
Aye. They're always having lovings and things all over the place.
Yeah, that's it. They all hitchhike up at weekends. It's just a regular orgy on the coast.
Where he sends places.
What, old kidder? You coming for a pint?
Hello, Terry.
What's all this stuff on your bed?
I was just sorting through some things.
Look, I admit it's a good idea. Get some fresh air up the coast. But we're staying in a pub. Now, we agreed that.
Well, you never know. They might come in handy.
Why, where are we going? Up the Amazon? How will the primers come in handy and the traveller's rest? Don't you approve of high-speed gas?
Well, it's just for emergencies.
And what are these? Splints?
I know what these are, mate.
These are tempos. And that's a ground sheet and that's a billy can.
Well, I was only getting them out.
Listen, I agreed to go hitchhiking, but I'm not going on safari. Who do you think I am, Michaela Dennis?
Well, it's just as well to be prepared.
Be prepared. Oh, that rings a bell. You've never been able to forget you were once a patrol leader. Bob Ferris, King of the Mounties.
It's only sour grapes because you were kicked out. I did very well in the Scouts. I made Bushman's thong.
Bushman's what?
Song.
Is that though? Well, anyway, what do all these badges stand for? I mean, look at that sleeve. It's like a stamp album.
Well, look, that was me patrol, the Kestrels, and that one's cook, and that's woodsman, and that's linguist.
And what's this one? Hold it, Major Roadhead.
Don't be stupid.
That's just what it's like, though, the highway code.
It taught me a lot. The Scouts, I went to a jamboree. I met Scouts of every race and creed. And I had experience on the stage.
On the what? The stage?
Theatricals.
Theatricals, the back row of the chorus, the Savile Street Churchill gun show.
So, it was all acting, an audience and everything. We wore makeup.
What was it, the Pansy Patrol?
Oh, it wasn't exactly Sunday night at the London Palladium, though, was it?
Oh, we're riding along on the crest of the wave and the sun.
You'd have loved to have been in there. I remember at the time, you'd have loved to have been in it.
Yeah, me? Show business.
Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, there's things you get from scouting that come in useful for the rest of your life.
Oh, yes.
No use expecting you to understand. The black sheep of the Seagull Patrol.
Oh, well, maybe so. But the only stalking we're doing this weekend is those hippie birds up the coast. And your bushman's thong won't mean a thing to them.
Hey, look, I've been looking at the map, and there's a hostel up there. I'm still a member of the YHA. We could stay there.
Look, I've told you, we're staying in a pub. We're getting the bus back, and if it's raining tomorrow, it's off. Come on, then, we're going to have a swift off.
What? That's no good. We should get to bed. We said we'd start at 6.
You don't think I'm missing the club on a Friday night?
You'll feel the benefit in the morning.
Well, you please yourself, Baden Powell. I'm off for a pint.
Morning, Bob. It is 8:40. I have been here since 7:30.
Well, we'll get the bus out of town and start from there.
Look at you. Just look at you. Look at you. You're not wearing them shoes, are you?
Don't you worry.
Look at your suitcase. What are you selling, bootlaces?
Well, you can talk. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror this morning? With your rucksack and your sheath knife and your little tin mug? Look at you. King of the wild frontier.
Come on, let's get moving.
Hang on, there's Jack.
Morning, Jack.
Well, well, the Lone Ranger. The speed of light and a flash of duck, eh?
That's it.
Oh, his faithful Indian guide, Tonto. Anyhow, you're going, then?
Yes.
Well, you won't miss much for the way today. All the best, then. Bring me back a flower, girl.
So are, Jack.
Hey, you're not going in that shoes, are you?
I can manage.
You'll never reach the traffic light.
Oh, you'd think somebody'd stop and give us a lift. They must have walked miles.
I'll just try and look pleasant for a change. Instead of waving your fist at them. Here, try this one. And smile. On second thought, Terry, I think you'd better not try smiling. You look like Christopher Lee in Premature Burial.
Well, you try. You do better. Show a bit of your Boy Scout sneeze and see if that has any effect. You see? It's hopeless. I think we ought to go back.
We've only just started.
Oh, well, I must sit down a minute, Bob. My feet. Oh, me head.
Drink?
No, thanks. Oh, that's better.
I warned you about those shoes. I warned you about those shoes. Oh, feel that fresh air. Be in the country soon. Stop for tea somewhere. Homemade scones and strawberry jam. Come on, you've had long enough.
I've only just sat down. Hey, come on.
That's our shopping.
Well, hang on a minute. Let me put my shoes on. And oh,
come on. Two teas, please.
What happened to the homemade scones and strawberry jam?
And the bacon and egg sandwich.
Little country cottages, fresh air. And here we are in the Greasy Spoon Transport Cafe. I've got more diesel oil in my lungs than a 10-ton truck.
Oh, stop moaning. Come on, we'll sit over there.
Oh, there.
No wonder all those diesel fumes spiking out down there with that nice brown ale. And watch that crack.
I beg your pardon.
Drink out of the other side of your cup. You've got a crack down that side.
Oh, I'm not fussy.
I saw this program once on television about a crack cup. Just an ordinary crack, you know. They put it under the microscope. It was fantastic. All the little germs and microbes, living bacteria, thousands of them all wriggling around. Yeah. I've never drank out of a crack cup since. Thanks a bunch.
24 oranges and 4 cups of tea, please.
24? Oh, no.
28 packets of crisps.
Hey, up, Bob, it's your mate, the Kestrel Patrol. They've been stalking us. You've been leaving a spoor all up the A1.
They'll be off to weekend camp. up in the lakes.
Oh, look at all them crap cooks he's given those poor little lads. It must be the micro patrol. I thought a scout was supposed to be clean at all times. Isn't that one of the rules?
A scout is hygienic, yes.
Ah, no scout, eh?
Oh, morning, Skip. Let me give you a hand with all this.
Ah, oh, so you haven't forgotten. A scout is courteous.
All right. And what was it? Useful and a help to others.
Why, the cringe.
And what about your little friend? Was he a scout, eh?
What?
Oh, aye. First class, really. Where are you up to? Archie? Campy?
Nature studies.
Oh. Really? Really? I hope it keeps fine for you. Think it might rain. You know what they say, red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. Still, keep your fingers crossed.
Did.
That was a lie. You never made first class scout.
Well, second.
You were chucked out even before you made second. Why don't you go with that lie? Why don't you go with them? You take your proficiency test. What were the ones you failed?
Oh, I can't remember now. Knots, I think, and firelighting.
And birds and trees.
Because of birds and trees, I got chucked out.
One plate of egg sandwich.
Oh, cheers. Come on, then, let's start making tracks.
Oh, I've only just sat down.
Oh, come on.
Oh, hey, look, I don't think I can walk. My feet.
A scout smiles and whistles through all difficulties.
He what?
A scout smiles and whistles through all difficulties.
Well, that's not a rule, is it?
Yeah, it's one of the scout laws.
Well, both at once, how does he manage that?
Come on, there'll be more traffic on the road now.
Smiles and whistles. I can just see him when he's drowning.
If you took that rucksack off, I'd have shared that cape with you.
Yes, but if I take the rucksack off, then that'll get wet, won't it?
Well, if you don't, I'm going to get new rotten pneumonia.
I paid a lot of money for that rucksack.
Oh, that's very nice. I'm soaked to the skin standing here. Nobody's going to stop for us in this.
Well, it's your own fault. You should have come prepared. Look at you. Just look at you. Going hitchhiking with your cardboard suitcase and your nylon drip drive.
I thought you were supposed to help others in the scouts. Isn't that what they taught you?
You're supposed to help old people, other scouts of any race or creed, and be kind to animals. There's nothing about helping stupid twits like you.
Well, comradeship, what about that? Give and take, one for all, up your flu and all that junk. You've been on and on about the scouts, but what about a basic thing like friendship? I'm supposed to be your mate, aren't I? If it was my cape and it was raining, I'd share it with you, wouldn't I? I wouldn't think twice.
Well, if it gets any worse, you can have the hat. Oh, here. Hang on, I'll be back in a minute.
Where are you going?
Through the edge.
Well, mind you don't get your rucksack wet.
At least I've got a sense of comradeship. I know what loyalty is.
Hey! Hey! Oh, there's two of us.
I've only got room for one.
Oh, have you? Well, that's all right, then. I expect you'll manage.
Must be quite a responsibility driving a big lorry like this.
What? Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what I was saying, it's no way to treat a mate, is it? I mean, just to leave me there. I mean, we planned this weekend together.
What do you think he's doing?
I know what he'd like to be doing. I don't expect I'll see him again this weekend. At least the rain stopped.
Here's another blockage in now. Hey, that's not your mate, is it?
What? Where? Yes. Yes, it is. That's him.
Well, I won't stop then. That'll teach him.
No. Hang on, stop. I've got a better idea.
Are you going anywhere near this?
Oh, what hell, kidder?
Hello, comrade.
Well, there wasn't really room. Not for you and your rucksack.
Where is she, then?
She's only going a few miles.
Huh. Just look at your trousers. They're only just past your knees.
Well, they've shrunk. Well, come on, Bob, let us in, then.
Oh, there's not enough room in the cab.
Well, you're not just going to leave me, yeah?
Oh, I tell you what, Terry, you can get up the back.
Up the back? I can't get up there.
It's either that or you'll have to carry on walking.
Oh, all right, then. Well, just give us time to get up there, then.
Right. I'll watch him in the mirror. Wait till he's got in. When I give you the word, let's have a real Grand Prix start.
Right you are.
Now!
No!
Smashing. What did you say you were carrying?
Fertilizer.
Come on, Sherry. We're here. Oh, I'm ill. Cheerio. Thanks for this. Oh, push me down,
huh? No, thanks. Don't come near me.
Yeah.
I hope you brought your aftershave.
Well, is this it, then?
Yeah, look at this. That right to the village. It's only 4 o'clock.
Well, where's the old man at?
I don't know. We'll have to ask.
Well, where's all the hippies? There's not a soul in sight.
Stop worrying. Come on, we're going out over there. Rub your hair. Get your C&D badge on. We'll be all right there.
Good afternoon, boy.
Oh, hello. I wonder if you could help us. Could you tell me where the old manor is, please?
The old manor?
Yeah, you know, the place where they have all the historical old manor.
Oh, they've knocked it down.
What?
Yes. They're building a lovely new housing estate now. Of course, you know what it used to be like.
No?
Why, it was awful. All them young teenagers. Well, real disgrace.
Was it?
Mm. Can I get you anything?
Is there a pub here called the Traveller's Rest?
Oh, well, it's the new Traveller's Rest now. They're not the old and down in a better lovely new roadhouse.
We can still stay there, though, can't we?
Why, no, it's not residential. But it's got lovely carpets and fittings. Lots of people come down at weekends. They knock down the old cottages to build a car park.
You're lucky to be here, aren't you? We can knock you down and build a supermarket.
Pardon?
Is there anywhere where we can stay around here?
Oh, no, not near here.
Where's the railway station?
Dr. Beeching closed it 3 years ago.
Is it a bus service?
Yes, there's only one into town on a Saturday. You've missed it.
Wells Fargo office.
Don't be rude, Terry.
Oh, what's going to happen, man? Do you realize we could die out here?
Oh, have you been let down?
You could say that.
How will then cheer you up? Have a nice lolly.
A loving, you said. All the hippies, you said. We'll be tearing our clothes off, you said. And what do I end up with? A drink on a stick and you.
Well, it's not my fault, is it?
Well, what have you got planned now, mastermind?
Well, let's get back to the main road and hitch back.
If we can get a lift. What a rave-up.
Oh, there's a stair here. There's a stair here. All right.
Do you see what I see?
Did you bring a tent?
Yes, I did. Good lad. afternoon.
Hello.
Nice tent you got there.
Oh, I just hope we put it up right. We've not done any camping before.
Really? Oh, we camp here a lot. Just here, actually.
Yes, it looks very secure. You want to make sure that, that's better. Make sure you slacken off your guy ropes at night.
Yes, sir, that's important, that.
We thought it'd be a change, a bit different.
Oh, there's nothing like it, man. Fresh air.
Oh, I like your sleeping bags. They're new, aren't they?
Yes, we've never done it before.
Oh?
I hope you'll be warm enough.
Oh, you'll be champion indeed. Look, we were going to camp here. Would you have any objections?
Oh, no. Please do.
Right, fine. Look, Terry, would you mind pitching camp and lighting a fire?
Gosh. I was dying for a cup of tea. Well, we've earned it, haven't we? Haven't we got her a lot?
Yes, I've always said it's worth the trouble.
It looks awfully good now. This is handy, though, isn't it? This little stove.
Yes, sir, you know how to work it now, then, do
you? Yes, it's easy, isn't it? Are you sure you won't need it yourself?
Oh, we'll be all right. Once we've got our fire lit.
Oh, Matt.
nice, merry little blade.
Shove off.
That should ward off the creatures of the night.
Shove off.
Look at your face.
What's wrong with my face?
You've got smudges all over it. Have you joined the Black and White Minstrels?
Go on, then. Go on, then. If you're so clever, you light it.
Look, leave this to me. I'll do the tent. I'll light the fire. Go and fetch some water.
Do you think you can manage that?
Where am I going to get the water from?
There's a farm over there. Take the billy can. Oh, the girls have got one as well. And see if you can get some eggs while you're at it. And if you're not back by nightfall, we'll send out a search party. Ah, here you are. You've been a long time. Look, I've got the fire going. I've pitched the tent. Stick one of those billy cans on. We'll have a cup of tea.
I'm not really thirsty now.
Still, stick one on. I'll have a shave.
Ah, let's not bother. We'll go to the pub and have a sister, I think.
Let's have a look in the billy cans. It's, not evaporated, has it? What? There's only a little drop in each of them. Was there a drought on up at the farm?
Not in a hurry. Some must have got spilt.
There weren't any cows in the field by any chance, Rowan.
What? Oh, I didn't notice.
Oh, I wish I'd been there to watch. I bet you did the 4-minute mile. Did you get some eggs?
Yes, I did. They're in my pocket here.
Oh, no. Oh, well, we'll have them scrambled. Still, you got back in one piece, Terry. That's what counts. Cows can be very nasty. Go for your throat when you're cornered.
Well, where are the women, anyway?
Ah, they've gone down the village.
Oh, that's marvellous, that is. And what are we going to do? Mops and lashings? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this old rotten weekend. Saturday night, and look at us. Stuck in the middle of a field with no food, nowhere to go, and one sleeping bag between the two of us.
They said they'd see us at the dance later on.
The dance?
Yeah, at the village hall.
I think she's taken a fancy to your mate.
She's the blacksmith's wife. Yeah, they make a lovely couple, don't they?
Well, she's a big girl, isn't she?
I'll say she is. At the weigh-in, Collier was giving away a couple of stones. He's a lovely move, you know, isn't he? He's a lovely move. He makes all his trousers himself, you know, 1,000 sequins in each leg.
Well, it's not exactly your shopping to box, though, is it, this thing?
Still, you get a good drop of lemonade. Oh, hang on, here he comes.
Oh, very good, Terry. Are you going to enter for the finals?
If there's another lady's choice, get me out of here.
Oh, Susan, I think those two fellows are coming across after for a dance.
Oh, yes, they are. Do you mind, you two?
Oh, no, go ahead.
See ya.
Oh, I could do with a beer. Has all of got here lemonade?
Oh, no. Huh? They've got orange, eh?
My drink might loosen them two up and all.
No, we're all right.
You reckon?
I know we are. I've been chatting them along, you can tell.
Hey, I think you're right. The way she's looking at me. Oh, you know, I fancy that one, eh?
Yes, well, I like Susan, so we're all right, aren't we?
Right, she moves well and all. Look at them dimples in her knees. Oh, they get me, them do.
She was just saying, like, Susan, that it teaches training college.
Oh, well, that's always a good sign, isn't it?
How come?
Well, I mean, they've got to work at the light of their system before they qualify, haven't they?
You know those two? You don't think they're trying to, move in?
Clod up those peasants.
Big lads, though. Wouldn't want him in trouble. Get one of them whipping out his pitchfork.
Don't you worry. I'll tell you what, now listen. After this dance, when they come back, we'll just say, this isn't really our scene. We think we'll push off. And if they say, oh, we might as well come with you, well, back to the tents and,
Jamboree.
You wouldn't chuckle. Get back there and slacken up their guy ropes for them.
Hang on, here they come.
Oh, if the music starts again, will you get us up before those fellas come up?
Oh, sure.
Yes, because they're a right pair.
We were just saying, actually, that, we might as well shove off.
Yes, not really our style.
Back to the, tents.
Oh, well, we might as well come with you. Is that?
Why not? It'd be better than this, won't it?
Do you think we're safe with these two?
I wouldn't bank on it, love.
No, but still, you must take care of us, mustn't you, in that lonely field?
Don't you worry, love. I've got me bushman's thumb.
Oh, isn't it dark? I'm glad. glad I've got you with me.
So am I.
Where are the other two?
What? Oh, I expect they're far away.
Very.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Come on, you two.
Can't wait.
Well, is this our gate then, Bob?
Yep, this is the one. Come on, Susan. I'll help you over.
Hey, Bob, did you leave the light on?
What do you mean?
Well, look, man, the fire.
That's not our fire. I put it out.
Well, who is it?
They're both happy coinciding,
depending
up on the same
time.
Yes, wasn't it, Skipper?
A right orgy up the coast.
Kirk,
is it?
Roger Dills and James Brolin appeared as Bart and Terry, the Likely Lads. In today's story, Out of Bounds, Peter Hawkins played the Scoutmaster and the Postmistress with Kathleen Help. Janet Kelly and Kate Story were the prettiest tent owners to ever rope the guys in, and the cafe proprietor and lorry driver were played by David Riley. Donald McKillop was, as always, Jack. The Likely Lads is written by Dick Clements and Ian Lafrenet, and the program's produced by John Bowers.